Welcome to Better Hearing with Drew Dowler, a local show live on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. We invite you to call in with your questions or comments about how you or a friend can begin hearing better today. 324-1500 or toll free 1-800-259-1440. Now, here's your host, board certified in hearing instrument sciences, Drew Dowler.
Morning, Monroe, West Monroe, Brown areas. It's me, it's Drew Dowler. I am here again, just did make it in this morning. JR's having pulled me out of the brush here to keep me on schedule, but I am here. We added a new movie quote this morning. If you have Facebook, look us up. We do have a gift card available for anyone who calls and I'm actually adding something special to it this morning. Movie ought to be fairly easy to grasp, but if you can tell me the character's name that said the quote, I will also double that gift card. We'll make it a $20 gift card for today. It's a movie quote. I don't know nothing about birthing babies. So there you go. It's there. And if you know the movie and if you can say the character's name that said that, you will win that gift card from us today. Hey, it is West Monroe Hearing. We are located at 105 McMillan Road in West Monroe, and we are here to help you hear better. We solve hearing problems. And that's kind of the show today. It's interesting to me that people seem to be, and I'm not trying to classify everything. Good morning, James. Glad you're here. I think my phone must be sideways. Why am I sideways? There we go. Let's see if I can figure this out. I'm trying to rotate it. You can't turn your phone while recording. Uh-oh. So I'm going to have to do something different today on my phone. It's right there. Okay, well, I've got to hold the phone now. Oh, we're having technical problems again. Oh, they're having a party in the back there. So we're going to try to get through there, and I think during the first break we'll try to get our phone figured out. Problems. People, we were just getting into this thing about expectations, and I don't know what it is. And Richard, yeah, it's sideways. Hopefully I fixed the sideways issues, I hope. Evidently I started that recording and you can't flip your phone once you've, I tell you, I was in a rush today. Anyway, I've got a misconception of what it is we do, I think. And it's bad when it's your own, family that are, let's just say, pointing out the issue, if you will. And that is, I wished I could say that the simple fact of putting an appliance on my person is going to resolve all the issues, the perfect pill, if you will. We go through the test, we go through all the effort to analyze and determine what we're dealing with, and then we have a, let's just say, I think that expectation that everything's going to be perfect. And honestly, we do every once in a while, the stars line up right, or I don't know exactly what happens, but it's kind of interesting, but everything just works the way it should. Excuse me one second. Everything just works out just beautifully. And I wish that was the way it was every single fitting. I wish that was the way it worked out. But for the most part, when we apply our stimulus, if you will, it doesn't have the desired effect, because one thing's for sure, that everybody hears differently. Everybody catches on to nuances differently. Everybody is either offended or likes noises that they hear. And that is, I think, the strongest part of what West Monroe Hearing is all about. We want more than anything to have it a, have the, when we're using the devices, to have, to be no objections whatsoever, but rarely, and I mean this, and I'm not trying to say that I'm not good at what I do, but rarely do we have it to where we don't have any objections. And it's nice when that occurs, but let me tell you, it's not that common. Hey, everybody's different. You could line up a group of us, perform something in front of us, and everyone in the group could carry some, a different message away from what they experienced in that. So all that being said is our job just begins when we have that patient in front of us, and that's part of the fun of my job is learning what people like or dislike, what is tolerable, what is objectionable, and what is just downright, you know, what just don't want to hear. And the truth of that is, and I find it, like I said, even it's when your own family is kind of in, falls in this category. Hey, it's just the brain preferred it quiet. What we had gotten used to, what we now consider as normal hearing for those who are struggling. When I change all that, it's like, ooh, my voice sounds funny, or whatever the objection happens to be. It's what I'm trying to suggest to you is that what you had become used to is not normal. And that's the hardest sell, if you will, trying to convince one that, hey, this, what you're hearing now, if you give it just a little bit of time, I can remember, and I still hear this pretty. Good morning, Geraldine. I'm glad you're watching. I can still remember when, this was in my mom's office, and we would be, and mom was great about fitting the matrices. She knew the patient. She was very good at ITE instruments, the instruments that fit fully in the ear. In fact, my dad manufactured them there at the office. They were called micro ITEs. I still got a pair of them, very good hearing instruments. All that being said is when we would hear folks say, now this went on for years, when we first turned those instruments on for folks and said, well, what do you think? What do you, you know, and it was really interesting that they would all, well, I've got a, it's like an echo. And I've got to tell you this, when I put information that the brain's having to sort through there for the first time, an echo is a proper assessment of what you can experience. It's not an echo per se, but there's a component to what was missing, which is now available, and the brain's first perception on that was echo. And I can remember, and this is a funny thing, that was, we were taking as an objection, which I understand it's different, but now in what I know is, and actually I get excited when the patient tells me they hear an echo, I'm putting that information where it wasn't, and I actually live for those echoes. That being said, if I'm correct in application, that echo, that feeling, if you will dissipate within, like in my voice talking to them, it usually dissipates in the first few minutes of the conversation. In their voice, it takes a day or two for them to acclimate or habituate to the sound of that, what the instrument's providing. And then here's the fun part. Everybody, and I mean everybody, knows what your voice sounds like when you hit, well, let's just say the older folks. I don't know if kids know this. And if you're answering or putting your voice on an answering machine and you hear that recording, call up and you listen to yourself, it sounds funny. And there's why it sounds funny is there's an absence in your own head of the resonance provided by your voice. It's not apparent on that tape. So that's why your voice sounds funny to you. But then when we actually put that resonance basically back with the hearing devices, that's why the voice sounds different. But getting somebody over that first hurdle, good morning, thanks for the likes. And anybody listening out there, I don't know if any of this rings true. Just know that I don't have all the answers here, but that's one of the things that for years, once we heard the patient, oh, we've got an echo. Man, we do what we turn this off. We open the vent. We try all these different things trying to get that echo to stop occurring. Thanks for the likes. I appreciate that, guys. I'm here to tell you that that echo is the component which IE was not normal for that patient, but two, was missing and a valid and integral part of the understanding. Thanks for those likes. We love to hear those echoes. Now, I do have a good morning. Richard, he's got something. I went on saying what all the time to what was, because I never heard the ice maker or the alarm. Yeah, you do hear all. And see, that's another part about what my job is fun. You know, I solve hearing problems. That's we pride ourselves on. But a lot of stuff is simply ascertaining what is making that sound. And I'm here to tell you, good morning, Jamie. I'm glad you're here. Hadn't seen your profile show up in a while. It's good to see you. Hey, I am here to tell you that, man, I don't have the answers, but it's fun trying to figure it out. And we don't get it right all the time. I've explained that before, and finding what is tolerable. If we're right in application, like I said, the voice will be, you will habituate nicely to it in about 2 days. If not, there's a problem. And we have been wrong before. I used to analyze every fitting. Thank you, sir. I used to analyze every fitting because let's put it this way. We've come a long, good morning, Steve. Nice that you're here. We have come a long way in where and what the manufacturers provide for us to help folks. No question about it. We have leaps and bounds. And I'll tell you why that is. I used to chase the trouble, and I'm a mechanic in my heart, even though I'm not a very good mechanic. So don't ask me to fix your car. I would truly mess that up. Long story short is one of the issues we find routinely is that it is the perceptions of the individual. Not that we have to change them. We just have to understand how this new stimulus is going to affect them. And I'll tell you this, not everybody accepts it. It's kind of a double-edged sword. We know you need it. We know that we're trying to apply. And before, I used to chase the trouble, and the hearing instruments used to be, let's just say they weren't as reliable in the fact that when they build the machine, and then we're talking used to now, I mean years ago, we were finding mechanical parameters on, say, the different components, the microphones, the receivers, the amplifiers. They were producing, in some cases, a set of mics would be different from each other by 5 decibels. And when you consider that, and you consider the proximity of the device in the ear to the eardrum, if you will, that 5 dB of variance is huge. And we would have to fight those problems. And that's what I was getting to. When I say about all the variables now, the manufacturers with the components they're putting out, the way they match them, the way they produce, man, it is really incredible. And we've come a long way in application. So we don't have near the trouble we used to, but we still indicate and have trouble. And it usually is based on that end user or the patient trying and how they accept the sounds that are being provided for them. Look, we're going to try to fix the phone issue, so I'm not sitting here shaking it. I'm glad to see all the folks, and I really appreciate the folks liking our page. We'll be back in just a minute, and hopefully I'll have this figured out. Thank you so much.
If you've got hearing problems, chances are we can solve them. We wanna get you back to life and living again with family and friends.
sound.
Is everything sounding distant? Are parts of conversations missing? We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again. Better hearing, hearing, living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
All right, boys and girls, it is me. It's Drew Dollar. I'm back. We are finally got the phone stationed, and hopefully it won't bounce around on you anymore. But so glad you're here. We do have a movie quote today. I don't know nothing about birthing babies. And again, we have that $10 gift card. But if you know the character's name that said that, yeah, we'll double it and get you a $20 gift card for being a part of the show. 1-800-259-1440 or area code 318-324-1500. If you're out of the area, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 1-800-259-1440. We love to solve hearing problems. Now, what has become, let's just say, normal. We were talking about that earlier to somebody. We have to remember length of time that this user, this patient, if you will, has heard this way. And what is normal to that individual, we're trying to convince them that, hey, this is not normal. And you know normally, okay, though, said that Gone with the Wind. Well, that is good. We would like you to, we'll make that. Okay. Thelma, we'll honor that. That it was answered live on Facebook. It was Prissy and it was from the movie Gone with the Wind. We usually take a phone call here, but I didn't make that perfectly clear. We want to make sure Thelma gets credit. She is the winner of our gift card and she did. I correctly identify Prissy as the character's name. And what a movie that was. I've got more movie quotes coming, and we're going to have some special guests next week, and I'm going to leave that kind of secretive right now because he, tell you the truth, hasn't committed, but I think he's coming, and if it is, we're going to have him actually in the studio, and it's going to be fun. Well, anyway, other than that, solving those hearing problems. Now, when I tell you that one of the biggest problems that we have, and I mean this earnestly, is convincing the individual that this new little thing about what they're hearing is now okay. It's just we gotta get used to that. Now, that doesn't mean it's gonna be an awful experience, but when we hear certain sounds, like, I'm just going to use this one. I'm not trying to be gross this early in the morning, but the first time you go, for us guys, and this was me, the first time I went to the bathroom after I was fit with my hearing instrument, man, it was like Niagara Falls. I couldn't, what the heck? I mean, it just seemed so out of place, but there's that little issue that's missing. And then when I hear it, our brain kind of like, whoa, you know, and it's really bringing, if it hears something and doesn't understand it, it's that quick though. You do and you, okay, the next time it wasn't as bad. And then now I don't even think about it because it has become normal. And see, that's the key. It's now normal to me. I've got it in my head. I know what it sounds like. Air handlers, man, air handlers, holy sheep dip, Martha. I'm here to tell you that air handler sounds like there is just a storm going on. I mean, it's just, I can't believe there's that much wind noise. That was when I first heard it. Now, after a week or so, I'm having to listen for it to know that it's still making the noise because my brain now has, knowing it's there, Our brain is perfectly capable of pushing the information back, not allowing us to isolate and focus on it. It's there. It's there if we want to listen to it. Hey, okay, that's it. I hear it. That's exactly how the system's supposed to work. But when we first put those hearing devices on you, hey, all bets are off, man, or Katie, bar the door. I try to convince folks this, because once they leave the nice, quiet setting in my office and go out those front doors, Katie, bar the door, it's a whole nother world. And that's why, especially if you're a new user, and I'll do you one better. I'll have people that, and I'm just going to lay it out there for what it is. I'll have people that'll come in and they're wearing an instrument that they've been wearing for years, and the instruments are basically on, but they're so blocked and occluded. The microphones are blocked. The receivers you can't see. I'm putting them in a test box. They're there, but they're not working. And I'm looking at a moderate to severe hearing loss, and that person, in my estimation, has a had on earplugs, basically. It's even worse than somebody that has not tried instruments before, because what they've had in their ears has not been working. And now I put on a pair of instruments that I know are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm here to tell you, man, the looks we get sometimes, and they're priceless. And I really like it when I get that wow. You know, this is what I'm missing. And I'll tell you what, that's when the fun begins for me and what it is that I do. So those first time users and the ones that's been using a hearing instrument, but they didn't, you know, hearing instruments should be cleaned every couple of months. And when they're not, hey, their effectiveness will roll off. Hey, we've got Steve from Monroe calling. Steve, how may I help you this morning, sir?
Good, Drew. How are you doing this morning?
Man, better than I deserve, that's for sure. What you got on your mind?
Well, I answered the trivia question correctly. I just wanted to be right and give a call in. And
oh, okay. This is all right, Steve. Well, man, thank you. Yeah, thank you. You know where our office is located?
I do, and I want to let you know that I appreciate you every Monday. I enjoy listening to your show, and I may not call in all the time, but I do, and I'm sure everybody else, we do learn a lot from all the information you're putting out there.
Well, that's a blessing to hear, and it's kind of interesting because I'll go into different places, and I'm meeting folks, and they say, well, I hear you on the radio, and I know people are hearing it, and like you, we don't want to call in if we're driving and stuff like that, but you tell Miss Thelma I'll have a gift there for her at the office if y'all just step in the door, and I'll have her a name with an envelope on it, and we'll just make sure she gets that gift, and thank y'all so very much for listening.
It's actually for me. I mean, the answer was Thelma. So.
Oh, you're saying Thelma McQueen was the actress?
That was the actor that played Prissy.
I'll be done. Okay, see, young man, you do. That's what we call going above and beyond. That is wonderful. And absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it, Drew.
Hey, Steve, we'll have an envelope with your name on it, and please stop by anytime, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. Man, that's what I like. Somebody that knows what the heck is going on and who he's talking about. Thelma McQueen. She was an actress that played Prissy on Gone with the Wind. And that was, I don't know nothing about birthing babies. And, man, what a time that is. I'll tell you, I was blessed to be in the room, all my children being born, got to watch three times. The second one, I got to tell you, was scary, cause my boy was just too big. My wife was too small, and we did have an operation, and I got to see more than I bargained for on that one. I promise you, but I'll tell you this. What a blessing the son has turned out to be. I'm blessed beyond measure to have the children I do. I don't deserve all good Lord's blessings, and but I'm going to try to do and say what he asked me to say. And that's one reason we don't do a scripted show here, guys, because what comes out, I don't want it to be written down. I don't want it to be contrived. I don't want it to be, I don't want to be anything, but I just want to speak what I feel. And I do have some folks out there listening. I have some great audience members, and I appreciate the. We got Richard telling me a cup of Joe and the Drew Dollar Show. How cool is that, man? I like it, and appreciate the listeners out there. But this is your show. We do have questions. If you have hearing devices, or if you know somebody that's struggling. One of the things we say on this show is give us a call. Tell us what your problem or concern is. You know, this last week I was blessed to meet several folks that we had some hearing related issues, but you know, sometimes when you're dealing with an obstruction, let's just say we have the ear that will kindly fill up with debris, and you're able to clear that obstruction, and then you've got somebody that's hearing in the normal registries. What a blessing that is. And then if you don't get anything else out of the visit, you're going to get a healthy dose. Excuse me. We have a conservationist on staff, and what we're going to tell you is the ways you can conserve what you have. Hearing itself, if we're lucky enough to reach a mature age, we're going to have some issues hearing. It's just going to happen, man. It's like when you lose your keys in lava, just let them go, man, because they're gone. I'm here to say that when that occurs, when that depreciation in that sense occurs, the one thing I want to be very frank is if you're doing some, let's just say some activities, which if you like loud music, if you like to go duck hunting, if you like to ride your tractor for hours and hours on a bush hog, that kind of thing. If you're going to be out there doing that, man, protect what you have, because the sense of hearing is perishable. The more you use it, more than likely the depreciation will continue. So please, please, oh please, protect your hearing, and you'll get a healthy dose of that. But give us a call. Say you heard me on the radio. We offer a full hearing evaluation, and one of the best parts about that is that you get to try, do some research on hearing devices. Look at what some of these manufacturers, and when I talk about manufacturers, let's talk about Widex, let's talk about GN Resound, let's talk about Oticon, let's talk about American-made companies, Starkey Laboratories in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Let's talk about Unitron, let's talk about, man, there are so many manufacturers out there that are putting out great products. And the good thing about West Monroe, we're not isolated to one product. We're not a franchise. We will not. And I repeat, the manufacturers are putting out great products, but I don't think any one of them has all the answers. And sometimes that's what it takes, man. I'll take somebody out of and I'm not saying this in a derogatory. One manufacturer's doing so-so, and then we go into another one, and man, the light bulb comes on, and it's just perfect for them. And that's sometimes what it takes. So when you want to find out what all that stuff means on paper, or what you're seeing online, or whatever it is, at West Monroe Hearing, you're going to find those manufacturers represented, and represented well. We have all the literature concerning. We can tell you about the advanced programming and algorithms in play in those devices, and that's what we do. Hey, I won't say that I have all the answers, but I'm not afraid to look. And more importantly, I'm not afraid to ask questions when they do arise. Guys, I'm going to take a short little break here, and we're going to be right back.
West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
If you've got hearing problems, Chances are we can solve them. We want to get you back to life and living again with family and friends. Better hearing, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Is everything sounding distant? Are parts of conversations missing? We want to make it perfectly clear so you can begin living again. Better hearing here, better living is waiting here for you. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare. West Monroe Hearing Healthcare.
We solve hearing problems.
Now, we return live to our local show, Better Hearing with Drew Dollar, on News Talk 105.7 and 540 KMLB. Join the show by calling 324-1500 or toll-free 1-800-259-1440. Now, back to Better Hearing with Drew Dollar.
Hello, folks. I am Drew Dollar. I am back with you. We are here talking about ways to improve your hearing. And any questions related to that, we do have one set of Walker attenuators that has an AM/FM tuner built in. Give us a call, ask us a hearing-related question, and you will be the receiver. You will be in receivership of that headset. Now, I will say this, that is our last set. I was giving them as gifts till I found out they were made in China. And guys, I don't know, I don't want to turn this too political, but hey, I'm going to be in for conversations, and I don't know who else is out there looking, but we'll welcome your call on this topic too. My battery charger that I've had for a good long while, I don't know where it was bought. It's got Die Hard written on it, bought from Sears. I can't believe I live in a town without a Sears, but bought from Sears, and the thing quit working. So I needed battery chargers. I've got boats, I've got mowers, I've got cars. I mean, batteries coming out my ears. Batteries everywhere. Well, anyway, I'm having some battery issues on one of the mowing machines, and I need a battery charger. So I go to my local AutoZone, very happy. I like the folks there. They've treated me well, but I started shopping and trying to find another battery charger. Well, it became evident quite quickly that I couldn't buy a battery charger made in the USA there, and I didn't search it online. I needed something yesterday, and I ended up and bought one of their brand because it was made in Mexico. It's on this continent, and it's just really sad that we don't have products made in the USA. And if that is important to you, I can just tell you I represent a company that is manufactured right here in the good old USA, and that is important to me now. I had a choice between a battery charger that I could then link to my iPhone, and now it would tell me the charging status during the day of the battery that I'm charging. You know, that's pretty cool stuff, but made in China. And I'm sorry, I'm just done with that. If I see something made in China, just like those headsets, I'm not buying anymore. You can hang that one up. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. I'm not buying anything that's made in China. I'm looking. And if that tags out, I'm giving the stores. I mean, that's one of the first things I look at. If it says made in China, it's going back on the shelf. It's not getting put in my buggy or being carried out of that store. End of story. Not going to happen. I don't know if that's going to cause any discontent or problems. I don't care at this point. I just don't want to support a communist government. And that just says, man, see what's going on in Hong Kong. And you look at all of this mess going on today. Well, I just put your faith in God. That's where I go, because I don't take any solace when I listen to the news. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but again, our lines are open, 1-800-259-1440, 324-1500. If you want to talk on that topic or any topic that's on your mind today relative to hearing, we are open for those conversations, or treat us right on Facebook. Give us a call. Me either, Drew. There we go. I know there's people out there that feel this way. I don't know how we got us in this mess. I don't know why or how, other than cheap products. Let's buy cheap stuff. But, and here I'm going to go off the reservation now in a big way. And I actually have Indian blood in me. I'm not an Elizabeth Warren. I've got some sure enough. I know, my grandma was a squaw. I'm not a great grandmother, excuse me. And all that being said, I mean, I'm not saying this to be racist in a way, but when you think about the cheap goods and how right now it seems like we're selling our country down the river for just cheap goods, I'm sorry, when you consider that in that country there's no human rights, there's, oh man, yeah, we can get those things for dollars cheaper, but I'm telling you, we're selling ourselves down the road. So I'm gonna be here to support American made. I want that. Okay, and I agree. There's a comment on Facebook. We have, there is a difference between made in the USA and assembled in the USA. Where are they getting their components? Hey, anything you go relative to electronics and vehicles and this, I hate to say this, but they're not here. They're not being made here. They're being assembled here, but, unfortunately we're supporting, anything I find made in China, if I see that China tag on it, it's just staying where it is. That's what little I can do, and I'm going to do it. All right, let's get back to talking about something good. Hearing. Man, it is so good to be able to hear. I think I described for y'all once one of the biggest things that made a difference for me. A few years ago, I was able to go hunting for the first time, and deer hunting, that is. I've always done squirrel and rabbit and bird hunting, but never went after the big game, if you will. And I'm sitting under a pine thicket, about 8-10 year growth. And the wind was a nice breeze blowing, and sitting down a little ground blind, I started noticing the sound, and I'm wearing my hearing devices, of course, and I've got several different types of hearing devices. The ones I was wearing was the Livios from Starkey, and we've got a CIC product that, I've got to say are just incredible on the way they're nice. The CIC completely in the canal. I'm listening. They're sitting under my headsets, which I use the Power Muff quads. Still have them. I'm looking for a different manufacturer on those now. Something that has adjustable frequency tuning would be nice. So anybody out there with a manufacturing facility, do some attenuating headsets with adjustable frequency tuning enhancement, and you'll have somebody buying them from you. But anyway, sitting there listening to that wind blowing through the tops of them pines, it's like music. It was literally, I'm thinking I'm in a movie or something. There's like fairies singing. I don't know what it is, but I mean, literally the wind blowing through the tops of those trees are making noise, and I would have never heard that. I mean, it was such minutia in that environment that I'm just blessed to have recognized it for what it was. And then every time I go, I listen for that now. If I happen to be in that type of scenario, you never know what you're going to hear. With my hearing instruments and my headset on, man, I'm sitting in a tree stand, and then a little armadillo be down there rooting around doing whatever armadillos do. And man, they sound like a little tank running around through the woods and make you want to shoot them. Now, I know I've shot a few, but long story short is, if I'm deer hunting, that's just one major distraction. I mean, they're actually giving cover noise for the deer creeping through there. But anyway, long story short is I got to hear certain things that I would have never heard, and I would have never put value in that unless I experienced it. Now therein lies the problem. trying to convince somebody that there is value to hearing well. Hearing impacts every aspect of your life. I mean, literally, at a young age, a hearing loss, that's going to affect you economically. It's going to determine where you are in the pecking order, if you will, as far as pay raises as you're there with a company. If you're not hearing well and you have to follow voice instruction, well, you know, bosses tend to get a little aggravated if they have to repeat themselves a multitude of times. And if you have a hearing problem, I can tell you, the family members will attest to this. I just have to keep telling Mom the same thing over and over again. And therein lies the issue, guys. It is, I just don't know what to say. There is value associated in how well you hear. And it's not just from the monetary. I mean, think about it in terms of social. You know, Jordan Peterson says it best. You know, we want our kids to be socialized. We want other people to invite them to play. We want them to be well liked. And if you're sitting there isolated and you're not engaged because you're not hearing well, man, that's just a roadblock in the road to happiness. And so overall, mental well-being is associated with that. If we're lucky enough and we've matured and we've had good hearing, but all of a sudden this has kind of gradually come on us, well, now the families will attest that, well, heck, that TV is so loud right now that I don't even, man, the neighbors are keeping up with what's on the TV. You know, that's when we really have some issues going out there. Also, just sitting there trying to hold a conversation around a dining table. You know, family, Christmas time, Thanksgiving. Can't believe we're sitting here working towards the middle of August. Man, I hadn't even got my food plots broke up. Hopefully the tractor will run again. We'll get that going. But long story short there, we're coming into the time of year. And how can you even rank importance without considering the everything that's missed, especially when grandkids are present and we want to hear all the comments and who's saying what and what they're doing and act. We want all that. And I'm sorry, you know, we do have people that will elect, even when they know they hear better, they'll just say, well, it's just they don't put a value on that hearing effectively well. And that's really, you know, that's really what we're up against in my estimation. And look, there's lots of places out there. I can see these folks, they're there online. They'll sit there and say, hey, I can buy these two hearing aids and they're rechargeable. They're $89 for the pair. And all I can say is, guys, give them a shot. Go for it. If that's what you think your hearing is worth, man, more power to you. Get out there. Do it. Just do something. Don't sit there like a knot on a log. But when those same things, when you spend that money and realize, oh, okay, well, maybe I just went to the bathroom with $89 and whatever. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. There's no way that you can value your sense of hearing in that manner, and I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you there's a cost associated. Good thing about West Monroe Hearing, though, is you get to, once we do assess and know what we're dealing with, we're able to let you try hearing instruments, and sure enough, something designed to fit the loss that you present with. And at the end of the day, any money you spend on yourself, that's where we're truly bettering ourselves. And I won't back up from that a minute. Bill Austin says it best, when we hear better, we live better. And there is, hey, I don't have anything else to say than you can't top that. I agree with it 100%. When I hear better, I know I'm living better. Normally we take a break, but I think we're just going to talk on through this, JR. We only got about 10 minutes to go. Would love a phone call. Anybody out there, 1-800-259-1440, 324-1500. Love to hear from you, relative a hearing-related story. If you know somebody that's bought some hearing aids and they're sitting in a drawer that has been the reason that hearing devices have not, and I repeat, have not had the impact that they should, because let's just say they were not fit correctly. They were not designed for the loss they're trying to fit, and people will buy whatever it is, and they're sitting now in a drawer. That to me is a tragedy. Okay. And like Richard said online, he's saying his instrument saved him from being bit by a rattlesnake. I know he's a golfer, and he told me a story about, running into Mr. Rattlesnake, and I'm here to tell you, that's a valid thing. Your safety. I mean, hearing impacts every aspect of our life. I promise you it does. And that's the importance relative to that. And here's one more thing to think about. If we're blessed enough to have you as part of our practice and a patient that we deal with, our job is to keep you hearing that way, at that level, at that performance. And that entails, think about it this way. Hearing devices are something that you're going to employ your waking hours if you wear them like you're supposed to wear them. And don't buy hearing instruments and think you're going to just wear them when you go to church on Sunday. That will only cause frustration, will not do you any good. Hearing devices are a lifestyle change. We put them on. He still soiled his britches, he said, on the snake endeavor. Hey, long story short here, hearing instruments are a lifestyle change. We want to incorporate them in our life. When they're up there, they're transparent. We're not aware that they're there. We shouldn't be aware that they're performing a function for us. We should just know and have confidence and will hear better. Those around us will effectively tell you when you're having trouble and when they need to be cleaned. But all that set aside, when they're working and they're working effective, I'm just not even aware that they're doing anything. But when I pull my instruments out, I'm here to tell you the difference. That's when you know, that's when it's a notable difference. Your voice starts sounding like that answering machine before. I mean, you hear yourself, but there's no resonance to your voice. And I'm here to tell you, when you pull those instruments out, in my case, the world around me just flattens. There's no vibrance. It's just dead. And that's, I hate to use that word, but that's basically what my environment. Hey, we got a call, JR. Look at there, man. Thank you for the call. And long story short here, wear your hearing instruments, your waking hours, and when you do that, oh, we missed them, huh? Oh. What was that? Oh, heck. Sorry. Oh, there they are again. Man, let's try that again. Hey, I'm here to say, man, when you've got them on and you miss them when they're not there, that's when we know we're correct. And that's the way properly fit hearing instruments are. And I just don't know what else to say. They're more or less cognitively invisible as you're wearing them. But man, they are missed when they're gone. And that's what we shoot for. Now, without further ado, we've got Jerry in Monroe. Jerry, good morning. How may I help you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Drew. I have got a question. My father, who's 84 years old, before he had a stroke, he had difficulty hearing, and now that he's had a stroke and it's affected his left side, he's even having more problems hearing. And he's gone to the VA, and they've given him hearing aids, but these hearing instruments, they buzz and make all kind of noises. And if somebody speaks too loud, he's turning them down. And I'm just wondering, is there instruments out there that will adjust to the noise frequency? I mean, automatically without him having to do so? And do you have a means of fitting instruments that he doesn't have to, that are buzzing like they are?
Look,
and I'll get off and let you listen.
No, okay, right. Very good. Thank Jerry, you. Thank you so much for your question. Hey, just so you know, Jerry, and if you are listening now, which I know you are, just for being part of the show, I want you to know I do have that set of headsets for you. Now, reference your dad. All right. I'm concerned when I hear that he's really affected by loud noises, okay? Depending on when he got them, I wanted to get one question in there, and it's how long has he had them? Because if he's had them just recently, I mean, if he just got them from the VA, let's say a couple of years ago, he's probably got programmable instruments. So what I'm going to suggest to you in lieu of the headset, have you and your dad come in and let me see what you got. If it's the VA, they are giving wonderful hearing devices. It sounds like he just needs some attention based on programming. Be glad to look at that for him. And if there's any way at all, there will be absolutely no cost whatsoever. If we're able to use those devices and detail them for his loss, it'll take about 45 minutes of his time, and I will be very happy to do that for you as being a part of today's show. So, Jerry, 105 McMillan Road, we're easy to find. Our phone number is 605-3321. Call up there and talk to Risa or Terry, and they'll get you scheduled, get your dad scheduled, and love to do that for you. Now, therein lies the issue, guys. And more or less, when these things start aggravating the user or the patient, they'll tend to turn them down. And then we go into another issue. And let's just finish off the show with that issue. Tends to, the brain likes it quiet, and we'll tend to use a volume control to turn down to make it more like what we were used to or what had become normalized. And then in essence, I've got now earplugs in my ear. So when I do turn the instruments up, I'm now affected by those loud sounds. Now, Jerry, it just sounds like improper, like I said, some manipulation that should be happening in the controls. So I'd love to solve that puzzle for you and your dad, because it's no fun not hearing well, and be glad to do it. 605-3321 is the phone number. We are located at 105 McMillan Road. Our business hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, we close at noon, so we will work with your schedule, though, if we need to do something different. I'm here to tell you that we do value our patients, and we will work to accommodate their schedule any way we can. Again, West Monroe Hearing Healthcare, 105 McMillan Road, we solve hearing problems. It's on the front glass. We continue to solve those problems. When we take on a patient, we take on that patient. We will not let them anguish with those problems. Having devices and not being able to use them, that's definitely not a good thing. And we are there to solve those issues. Thanks for listening. You guys see us next week, Mondays at 8 a.m. Thank you.